Leading the news this morning, frontline negotiations about our nation's political future begin in Canberra this morning. The three independents will hold their first face-to-face meetings with Tony Abbott and Julia Gillard about forming a minority government. Tony Abbott's ready to woo the crossbenchers with a plan to introduce a backbench-only question time. A plane has crashed in northeast China, killing 42 people. The plane carrying 96 passengers burst into flames as it came into land at the Yuchun City Airport. At least 40 people were rescued and taken to hospital, according to state media. Militants in Somalia have stormed a hotel, killing at least 32 people, including six members of parliament. Several men disguised as government soldiers approached hotel guards and then opened fire. One gunman then blew himself up inside the building. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack. Authorities in the Philippines have admitted they bungled the Manila bus hijacking, which left eight Hong Kong tourists dead. Police say the assault team was inadequately trained and the operation was badly planned. Police shot the hijacker after negotiations broke down. And a major road in inner Sydney could remain closed for days because of a burst water main. The large pipe burst last night just before 6 a.m, closing Moore Park and Oatley Roads in the city's east. Drivers are expected to experience major delays this morning.